Continuing in these beautiful sugyas, Masechta Sukkah, Perek Lulav of Agazel. Let's start Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis. Let's open up. We once spoke about the various shiurim for the Arba Minim, and how you measure them, how you compute them, the new math. Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis. Shiur Hadas Varova Shlosha Lulav Arba. Of Panach, Rabbi Yochanan, Shedro Shalul of Torah Sheitz Men Hadas Tefach. Not just the Lulav itself, the Shedro. Tanan, Lulav Sheish Bo Gimel Tfachim Kudel Nanea Bo Kosher. No, Emel Kudel Nanea Bo Kosher. Market Islay. Either the Shedro or the Lulav itself has to have a fourth Tefach. Toshma. Shir Hadas Farava Shlosha Lulav Arba Malay Bahadi Olin Lulav Ami Olin. Again, the 2 days with the Shedro. Fine. Gufa Shir Hadas Farava Shlosha Lulav Arba Rav Tarfon Omer Amabas Chamisha Tfochim. Amabas Chamisha Tfochim. What does that mean? Rashi says Bas Chamisha Tfochim. Let's see if we can find it. Kosaka Daite is about the 8th narrow line. The Hachikah of Tzoruch Lios Hadas HaRava Amo Bas Chamisha Tfochim. Wow. Whole Amo. 5 Tfochim. We had 3. Mora says, whoa. Amo Rava Shorli, Mora Rav Tarfon. Hash Rava Shlosha Lo Mashkechina Bas Chamisha Miboy. We can't find 3 Tfochim. Wait, 5 Tfochim. No, you got it all wrong. Kiyos Rav Dimi Amo Rava Bas Chamisha Tfochim. Asay Oso Bas Chamisha. Divided in 5. Say mehem shlosha lahadas vashal lulav. Kama havalu tlosa utlosa chumshi. 3 3/5. Kash the shmuel are the shmuel. What does this mean? Okay. Why? Hacha amarav shiura mashmuel shiura dasarav shlosha. V'hosam Rav Yishun Rav Shmuel Halacha Rav Tarfon Lo Dok. Eyamin Lo Dok L'chumra L'kulim Eyamin Lo Dok. Ah, here's the final answer. You'll see Rav Anama Amabas Chamisha Tvachim Aseo Sal Shisha. Oh ho ho ho. Instead of being 3 3/5, it's going to be 2 1/2. Timon Shlosha La'adas Hashal Lov Kam Havala Trail Palga. Great. Sov Kash Shmuel Shmuel Lo Dok. Ayin L'chumra Lo Dok Rav Yishun Rav Shmuel Halacha Rav Tarfon. Fine. So the kid said, he said 3, it's really 2 1/2. Pashas in the Gemara, that the bottom line is it's 2 1/2. Right? Is it way out of it? The Pasha Pshat, well, it's 2 1/2. It seems to be the Maskanas on Gemara. Let's turn our bows to see what the Rishonim say about this and what the Shulchan Aruch says about this. Just to save time, let's go straight to the Shulchan Aruch, just to save a little time. Tov Reish Nun Sif Aleph. Ah, we should see the Ran first. So let's turn to the Ran. Only right to see the Rishonim first. Tov Reish Ran. There we go. Page Mem Beis, or I guess it's Tetzvav otherwise. Let's read. Amar Panach Amar Rav Yochanan Shedra Shalulav Tzorach Shetz Min Hadas Tefach. Kaim Lekav Asay Ud Loka Shmuel the Saga Leit Kol Shiyot Lulav. Minadas Tefach. I feel about the Olam. Umistabra. I feel the host of his. We saw this once before. Host of the Oracha Adas Varova. I feel the Kama. So Shiyetze Shedva Shalulun Malam and Tefach. Shemachi Katnakli Rav Yochanan Shmuel Bahadi Lishna. Velarbo Stam Shmuel Lulab Abba Bahadi Olam. Rav Yochanan Levami Olam. No, it's not 4. It's whatever the Hadas is plus 1. So the Hadas is 3. 3 plus 1 is 4. That's it's 4. 4 plus 1 is 5. Etc. 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 Dalit Tfachim Ktanim, right? Hashlosha Mehem Haim Asara Goldlin, the 4 Goldlin to a Tefach. So 2.5 is times 4 is 10. Kamashka Safti. Va Tefach im Hoya Godol Hoya Bo Arba Goldlin. Shem Yud Beis Shlishe Godel. Okay. How should we say it? 4 Goldlin is 12 thirds. A little bit of arithmetic. Semeem Shtus Gilamido Al Tefach Koton. Nisharo Asara Shlishe Godel. Shem Shlosha Godel Mishlish. Nimta Shiura Shalulav Shlosha Sre Godel Mishlish Godel. Do the math here? I have to figure this one out. You have, see, we were lucky before. It was easy to figure 10.5. That was a, I should say 2.5. 2.5 was an easy cheshbon because you have, if everyone is, in effect, 5/6, so 5/6 of 3 is 2.5. That everyone can figure out. They don't get the higher math. Once you now go to another one, what's 5/6 of a tefah? 5/6, okay. What's 2.5 plus 5/6? Everybody start about higher mathematics. It's 3 3 1/3, correct? Is that correct? 3 1/3. I was a math major a long time ago. I think it's 3 1/3. What did you say over here? He said 3 1/3? Oh, then it comes out right. But Baruch Hashem. If you said it, then we're right. Okay. Ken calls for choices. Rabbi Ben Yonah, Melech Simona, Bibal Dvarim, Yigash Aleihem. Wow. Yigash Aleihem. Okay. We said that last week's parasha. Yigash Aleihem. Shalulav Sha'omibo Dvarim Harbe, Bibal Dvarim, Tahina Birchas Lula, Vahalo, Shu Yigash. Then the Yud Gimel Godlin Ushlish. Oh, Yud Gimel Godlin Ushlish. Oh, so 12 Godlin is 3 Tvachim. It's the same thing, right?
It's 3 1/3 plus a 10 from the Arava and not Das. The whole Lulav should be.
What's well, let's do the Lulav. I actually got pen and paper. I'm still don't have a computer like you guys have. Let's figure this out. Figure it out in a second. 13 a Godlin. What does 13 a Godlin come down to? 12 a golden is what?
It's
3 tefachim. We're left with what? With we had 13 and a, let's say 13 and a third. So we're left with 1 1/3 a golden. Okay, 1 a golden we said is 1/4 of a tefach, and 1/3 of that is another 1/12 of a tefach. So that's right. Because 3 twelfths plus 1/12 is 4 twelfths. It's 1/3. Exactly so. This is 3 1/3. My arithmetic, I haven't forgotten arithmetic yet, Baruch Hashem. So it comes to 4 and says it boils down to 3 1/3. 3 1/3 is 5/6 of 4. Do the math. It comes out. Okay? 4 is. It works. I'm pretty sure it works. I don't know how to do, check the math, but it should work. Right. Aval Ramban Zal, who was the Ramban compared to Rabbi Yonah? Anyone know? The Mechutonim. Yeah, the Ramban, I think the Ramban's son married Rabbi Yonah's daughter. They tell a famous story that when they had a child, and a son, so the Sfarim named after the living, there was a tremendous battle erupted between Ramban and Rabbi Yonah. Ramban said, you have to name the baby Yonah. Yonah Achosev Migurundi, Rabbi Yonah was a big tzaddik shari tshuva. And Rabbi Yonah said, no, you got to call the baby Moshe, because the Ramban was the God of Ador. Such fights between Mechutonim we should always have. I got a call last night about a different kind of fight between Mechutonim. The usual kind. It's the good kind. Okay? I'm not sure at the end of the day what the baby's name was, but I'm sure he was a great man. Okay, a lot of yichs. Al Ramban Zal Kosev Shlochilik Rav Tarfim B'Tefach Odef Al Shalulov Umodehu Shetroch Shia Tefach Sholim. What does that mean? 3 1/2, right? You're 2 1/2 plus a full one. Right? So it's not 3 1/2, 3 1/3, it's 3 1/2. Right? Okay. There's a machlek. So now let's open the, with this. We'll look over the Shulchan Aruch. Plain Mishnah Berurah. See what it says in Siman Tov Reish Nun Sif Aleph. I think all the three shittos are found. Shiur Hadas Varava Gimel Tfachim V'Shedva Shalulav Dalat Tfachim V'Shedva Shalulav Yotzim and Adas Tefach. Okay, wait a second. V'Amav Aschamish Tfachim Aseh Samvav Temem Gimel Hadas Nimtza Shiur Hadas Varava Tfachim L'Machza Shem Yud Goldim Shiur Shedva Shalulav Yud Gimel Goldim Ushlish Goldim. Okay, that's the opinion of the Rabbi Nion. V'Yesh Mishomesh Shiur Shedva Shalulav Yud Dalat Goldim. Who's that? The Ramban. V'Yesh Omer. No, Shir Hadas Varava Yud Beis Golden, Shir Shedva Shluv Tezayin Golden. Okay, no, right? The, on the side, Harif Varamba Mabal Itur Uketana Kam against Rav Tarfon. We thought we saw at the beginning of the run. So all three sheets made it halacha lemaisa here into the Shulchan Aruch Mishnah Berurah Sukkot Ches the Chatchila. Ubediyeved Yedar Lelulah BeYudgimel Golden Chshlish, which means Rabbeinu Yona. Hadas Varava Basora Golden. Yeah. Pachas mizeh posel. I feel it with the Eved. Kol shiva sayyame. That's it. Gamarnu. Okay. Ad kara mosa. All this is fun. Now we come to a very complex matter. This is the easy part. Now it gets a little more complex. We had some talk about this earlier, but we have to get into it again. Now both sides, we have a Mishnah on the Flamin Beis and Beis. We're moving into the field of Hadassah. Hadas Hagozel Vayavish Posel Shalashemish Nidachas Posel Nikdam Rosho Nifritzu Olav Oshio Anovim Ruvas Be Olav Posel Beitin Koshim At Beyond. Fine. Nikdam Rosho It's Posel. Black on white. What's it to talk about? Finished. Posel. What does it mean? Nikdam Rosho. Nikdam Rosho. What does Rosho mean? What does the word Rosh mean? What does it mean? The top. We know what the top of a lulav is. What's the top of a hadas? Let's turn to the Rosh and Siman Beis. We analyze it very carefully. The Rosh, Siman Beis. Nikdam Rosho. This is talking about lulav, of course. But in the middle, we're discussing what it means. We had a machlokes. Does it mean the Shedra? Does it mean the Olim? Okay? Watch this. I'm starting about six lines up, page Chaf, column 2. Uposhet lei midatani ula daf lamed gimel. Bahadas, nikdam rosho ve'ol salo tamra kshera. Alma rosho da kama beguf hadas kama. On the stem. Shibashira sa'olin el yonin bilchud. Just a matter of the leaves coming out. Kama. Habla neme nikdam rosho ve'ol bo olin kosher. You have to replace with leaves. Period. So, in the discussion of lulav, we come to understand, based on the word naflam and gimel, olav tamra, it means the bad itself. The bad itself. Fine? And what happens if nikdam olam el yonim? Sounds like it's no problem. Sounds like it's no problem. The Pasha Pshat. It's all a quote of the Ravid. Ad Khan is the fifth line on page Chaf Aleph. Ad Khan. Ad Khan. Fine. Fine. The Kitzin Imritz, this is the sheet of her Ravid as quoted by the Rambam. Okay, how does it say in Shulchan Aruch? Tov Reish Mem Vov Sif Yud. We're now finally getting into Hadas. We spent a lot of time on Lula, right? A lot of time. We spent that much time on everybody in the 4 minutes, we're in trouble. We have a lot to cover after that. But okay, we'll see. Hope Hadas will go shorter. Narava will be shortest. We talk about Esrik. Oh man, it's going to be a lot for Esrik too. And there's so much more to study this. Okay, gotta do what we can. Tov Reish Mem Vov Sif Yud. Nikdam Rosho Kosher. Afilu Lo Also Bo Tamro. Vuadin Liyavish Berosho. V'yesh omrin, v'yesh poslin, v'niktam rosha. That's the Ravid. And he gives you an unbelievable quote of the Ravid in the Bera Gola. Same as Tommy singing over here. V'zel ha'shon ha'ravid. K'va hofia ruach ha'kodesh be'beis midrashenu mikam ha'shonim. V'aleinu shil posl k'stam ha'snisim. Kotei Rav Magid. Yesh k'tas ha'chon machmidivi ha'ravid. Zal. Chen roi l'horas. Akal n'shono. U'kemoshe kotei v'ramah. The Ramah says, the Ravid's machmir. V'tov l'hachmir b'mokom she'ev shal b'yachim. But what are the Mekilim based upon? You have to take a look at that Mishnah of Lamed Dalet. Until you see that, you know what's going on. If you look at this first, you think, what? It's a double take. See left Lamed Dalet, you have to see the Sugya, a whole new world appears before us. Lamed Dalet Amid Beis. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Shlosha Adasim Mishtei Arovis. Baruch Hashem, we breathe a sigh of relief. That's what we always do. Lulav Echad Vesugah, fine. Afilu shnayim k'tuim v'echad eino k'tuim. Whoa. I thought we said the k'tuim is possible. Let me just say that. So how can you have two k'tuim? Rab Tarfon Omer afilu shlosh k'tuim. Whoa. Against the Mishnah on the base. Rab Akiva Omer shem shalula v'echad v'esrik echad kach adas echad v'arav achas. Wow. Rab Akiva really blows your mind. Wow. Imagine Dalet Minim 1, 1, 1, and 1. Whoa, the whole world will be different under Rabbi Akiva. Watch the Gemara. Tanya Rabbi Yishmol Omer Priya Toder Echad Kapas Tomorrow Echad Anaf Eitz Ovas Shlosha Aven Echad Shtayim. Good, so far so good. We love it. Afilu Shnayim Ktumim Vechashen Akotim. No, of course we don't know where it comes from. It's a Mamanah Shem. The Gemara is asking. Rab Tarfon Omer Shlosha Afilu Shlosha Ktumim. That makes sense. I mean, it's consistent. Kiva Omer. There's a logos, a question. Some take out the word low. It's very important. Very important. Cover the sounds on the side. What's the word Rabbi Akiva? Omer lo, Rabbi Lezer. Yochol ye esrik imoen baguda achas? Right? Tie the esrik together. Armet v'chinema priyaitada v'kapos tomorrow. V'lo nema kapos. So it's separate. The esrik is separate. We'll come to discuss all barichas, not right now. Rabbi Shmuel Manoshach, Ishleim boy liboy hanami kulu, ilo boy ishleim afilach hanami lo. What a great kasha! Why? Omer birav Rabbi Yamiel chazu Rabbi Shmuel. Woo! He changed his mind. What's Rashi saying? Chazu Rabbi Shmuel betchilas varav, umachsher bechad, umiyu hader boy. What's going on? Rabbi Shmuel agrees to Rabbi Akiva. The one is enough. One is enough. The one has to be hadar, which means without any ketima. Right? No ketuma. Originally he said, Shnayim ketumim v'yechad eino kotum. At the end of the day he says, no, it's enough to have one that is eino kotum. The two is just for show. Om Rabbi Yudah Mashmuel Lach Rabbi Tarfon. Lach Rabbi Tarfon is a grashi. Lahakal the kotum kosher. Of course, you understand the problem. How do you reconcile this mishnah with the stam mishnah on the base and base? The nickname was possible. That's the big question. As the Shmuel atame, watch this. Ramalu Shmuel ahanu the mizavni asa ashvu zvinu lower your prices. Rashi michru b'shava al talo al dmeim. So you can raise the price, supply and demand, etc. And if you won't, he's a threat. Below, Darshina lechu k'rabi tarfen. Rashi, ilo mashvisa darshina l'ram tarfen, then machshe b'ktumen. You may have a business. Ktumen of a dime a dozen. My timer. Ileva mishum de mekel. He's a mekel. For Liddish, look, Rabbi Akiva, the Mekel Tvei. Hey, the boy of the Chad. It's the Gemara. Klasa Ktumi Shchichi. Chad lo Ktot lo Shchiach. For Keret, he was the biggest Mekel in the world. By requiring three Ktumim, which is more easy to find than one She'en Okotim. Now, let me ask you a question. What Shmuel should have said? Would he tell a lie? Would he tell the truth? He's saying Shmuel is threatening these merchants. Is he threatening with a lie or threatening the truth? Does he really hold this way? Does Shmuel really hold like Rabbi Akiva, one is enough? If the threat is true, then he has to hold that way. He really holds that way. But it has to be a chiddush. I'm not saying it's true or not true, but it certainly would be a chiddush. In any event, the Rambam paskins based on Rav Tarfon, look Rav Tarfon. Nikdim is kosher. That's what we saw in the Shulchan Aruch, the first day. Nikdim Moshe is kosher. What do you want from the Purim? It's quite like a Furush and Gemara. Halacha Rav Tarfon. Either Mishnah Lamed Beis Shalok Halacha. So what was the Ravid's big, ingenious chiddush? He created a whole new pshat that the word kotum here means something totally different on Lamed Dal Lamed Beis than it meant on Dav Flamed Beis Lamed Beis. Totally different thing. Different thing. Save time. I think we can probably find this in the rush a little bit. Maybe the Ran, I'm sure we can find it faster. This rhyme with what? Hofia Ruach HaKodesh Bebeis Midrashen. That's a big statement to make. Ruach HaKodesh. Ruach HaKodesh. Wow. Ruach HaKodesh. Let's see if we can find it. Is it in the rush? Maybe it's only in the rat. Not finding it here in the rush. Maybe, I'm pretty sure the Ran quotes it. Turn to the Ran better. We'll have better luck finding it there. The Ran is on page Memhei. Page Memhei. You get a glimpse of it from the Balamor. The Balamor is along the lines of the Ravid, not precisely the same. If you have it, look at it with me. Vayoser Nochum. It's on page Memhei, column 2, the first new paragraph, the second wide line. Mashapira Shiraz Alevi's out. Tells you where to find it. Go back. The Nikdam Nuchud, Uktuma Nuchud. I would have said it to be the same thing, right? Same word. No. The Ktuma de Masnisin, Haina Shaderech, Anfea Das, Yotze, Mitzidein, Bidin, Mitzidein, Badin, Upeeros. There are subsidiary stems coming out of the main stem with leaves on those subsidiary stems. Vehem Afsikin, Bekone Adas. You got to get rid of them. So the Balamor says that the tuma of the flamed dalamid beis had nothing to do with the tuma of the flamed beisamid beis. Two different things. One means the top, and one means in the middle. So the Balamor is found on page Mem Gimel. Yesh beforshim bin arminam. Everyone see? Let's first see the riff. Kos of a riff. The Balamor quotes the riff. If schehilchus al kaman grab tarfen, then I feel the shloshik tumin. It's kosher against stam mishnah. Love and base and mid base. Yesh beforshim. I hate the arminam. I feel the shloshik tumin loshia nikdem roshel. Forget about it. That's possible for sure. בחושך שמו יחוסה ולמה כיסה מי הוא המפרש וכבר עוד מכמה שנים משקיע אני הוא המפרש. I'm the one החוצפה the Balamor plagiarized me בתוך ירושלים הסבר לי כבר הכל מפורש יפה יפה וחיבר הלכס לולב שחיברתי. This is the הלכס לולב להורייבת. Okay,
so the Rebbe is not being massive, he's actually grim.
He's agreeing with the Balamor. He's accused of plagiarism.
Right.
Are they identical to Balamor and the Ravid? Not necessarily identical. The way the Ran quote the Balamor, not identical to the Ravid, but the same idea that Ketumen and Nikdem mean two different things. Two different things. Two different things. Two different things. No. Those are two opinions in Shulchan Aruch. Okay. Now, before we get back to see how the Ravid at greater length, let's go back and see Rashi. Rashi. Let's not forget Rashi, Rabosai. Rashi. Rashi looks kipshuto. Rab Tarfan, I feel the shlosh and ktumin. Last Rashi in the mission, Lama Dalam and Beis. Lo boy, a hoder bahadas. Up front. He doesn't require, that's it. Doesn't. Why? What does it say? Ulakachta lachem bayom arishon pre eight hoder kapis tomorrow. Says the Miri, hoder goes on before and on after. So then pre-eitz hoder has to be, the esk has to be hoder. Kapis tomorrow, the luv has to be hoder, as we saw in the benaf chav test and the lamed. But that's it. Anaf eitz ovas and ave nachal are so far removed from the word hoder that hoder is not required. So understands the miri. Ayovesh. Ayovesh. We talk about. We saw that yovesh is puzzle, right? Yavish is possible. So the Mishnah of Fereshes on that Lamed Bezamid Bez Hadas Agadol Gozal by Yavish possible. No, how can you tell me there's no Hadas not required when it comes to Hadasim? It's against the Mishnah. Against the Mishnah. Sami Arava Yavish Psula. What a great kasha. The answer is only Yavish is Nifrach Mitziporem, which is commando lesser. Not a psul of hadar. We saw this already a while ago when it came to the lulav. Remember that whole discussion? It's command the lesser. Meiridik, 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 meiridik. That's the miri. Instead of showing the miri, let's look on the back. Rav Elazar Moshe Horowitz. He's a big player in this parak. Ooh, we've had it so many times. Here we go. So Moshe Horowitz is going on the Rashi. It's on page Yud Ches, the fourth paragraph. Rav Tarfon Laboy Hadar Bahadas Ratzaloma the Dafka Lula V'Yesra Koi Hadar Alayah, because they're close to it. When we call become Yovish Posel, how Shul Nifrach V'Tziporah V'Kaman D'Lesay Mamash Mechavet in the Miri, word for word. Vanova Merubin, I another Merubin. We thought that's the problem of Hodor, but he doesn't require Hodor. The answer is Rav Elazar Moshe. mevatei le'olin vein shmo olav. It's not as a chesaron of hadar. It's a chesaron. It's not considered to be. It's like nothing. It's mevatei. It's like nothing. It's like nothing. Now, Rabbosai, turn to the Ramban, the Mechavas Hashem. It's page Mem Gimel. Mem Gimel. Okay. He quotes the Balamor's trap. Zeh Perish Muksim and Adas. Woo! It's a pretty big rank. Shout out to Balamor, which happened to Rabbi, it happened to agree. I wonder if the Ramban, well, we'll see in the halachas, if he uses that such sharp expressions for the Balamor, he's just a little more deferential for the Rabbi. Called him a Rav. Alright, whatever, let's go further. Shimkei, lama posel shum chochem betumen umuf shachim badas yosem isharaminim. Ad Rabba, badas koshel divya kol shiranaf kosovo, banafu abadam mufshach. Yeah, what's wrong? Uvi shami bepirkin beforesh to b'shem hoder pas l'rabbanon. It's a hoder issue. Ve'ein levad agozus ben akaka yos ben amufshach lo torah v'lo hoder l'mash l'aktumin b'rosh ha'dvaram amurim d'rif shita l'ish l'gemara shleimim v'rab tarfin machshu b'zeh v'lo b'yach. Why is it tarfin? What did Rashi say doesn't require hoder? No! Shem sha'adas Bavoso toli hadaro, she'olav chofin es eitzo. Even if the top of the stem is cut off, there's a cover-up. What covers up the top of the stem? The leaves. Mashengen b'sharaminin. That's what it says. What a beautiful pshat. Beautiful pshat. Now, when the Ramban said that the Balamor's pshat is muksum and adas, why should anybody in his right world say it's no good? Because the Balamor didn't explain. The Ran explained the Balamor better than the Balamor did. He says if you have these extra branches sticking out in the middle, it ruins the continuity of the Ovos. Ovos with an I. You have to have all the various triple leaves. Okay, that's an interesting shot. Okay, he says. Needs harder, but it is harder. It is harder. Yeah.
When it comes to Revelation,
yeah.
How do we understand the
psula
of Numa? Because the Gemara asks a question.
Numa applies to
Esra. No, but it also says it up here. It says im anu meruvo. It says rechizda davarze ravino hilo amu makom yeda lo shenu alu makom eva shnayim shloshim mekomos kasher amar leir rava shnayim shloshim mekomos havim in Numa the pasuk.
Right. So Numa has to be hadas. So how would Rav Tarfon do with that?
Yeah, isn't that a psula hadas? No?
Pashtus. You're right. It's a good question. It's an excellent question. It's a great question. I'm not sure to answer your question. I don't know. When Rabbi Shmuel backed out, what do you mean he backed out? Let's keep one hand by Rabbi Elazar Moshe and one hand in Rashi. Rashi first, of course. Chazal Rabbi Shmuel, mitchilas devarov. I read you before the Rashi. Umach shebechad, umiu hador boy. Okay, one hador. Do you need the other two? Pashas? Nah. You don't need the other two. So why are the two there? Kacha. Why not? Can't hurt. It's not really, really required. When the Ritva quotes this, on Adaf is on the Rambam Kamis. The Ritva here, Naflamid Dalid Omud Beis. I read it to you very briefly. Here we go. Oh. V'chode bin and shnayim ptumin, the extra ptumin. Right. He says, V'chozer b'shmo holder b'kiva, shemach shabad ha-zechot. But it has to be on kotum. I need two more. Nah, lehidur mitzvah. U'lehochi sagle b'ktumin. V'echad shen et kotum tzorach ben adin, v'ashnayim ha-ktumim lehidur. V'chayim b'furush b'yushalmi. Doesn't need really be three. It's purely an issue of a hider mitzvah. It's an offen Yerushalmi. Right? Offen Yerushalmi. Offen, black and white. This is the way the Yerushalmi is understood, not only by the Ritva, but who's the Ritva's? Rebbe's Rebbe. tells him the footnote. The Ramban. Ritva had two rabbis, right? The Rashba and the Ritva, they were both having the Ramban. Take a look at the Ramban, Rabbi Osai. We have in the back Hilchos Lulav of the Ramban. Let's open up. Everyone has in the back. Let's take a look together. So goes the Ramban. So goes the Ramban. Page Dalit. Oh, Nachzal L'Gnora Yerusha. It says V'Kevan. Ever see the word V'Kevan? V'Kevan Shilak L'Tshuvas Rabban Agamor Shalanu. The Rabban this famous shot they got in Ruach HaKodesh based on Agamor. The Ramban rejected. We'll see that later how he did it. Nachzal L'Gnora Yerushalmis Halacha Dalit. Heshev Arab the Hosam Karli Dalios the Kotoni Shte Dalios Vachas Shein Ektuma. The Nirelish Anafim Al Yonim Shein Geza Ilan Shadakan Shel Korman Lizmor Oson Velokos Roshan Becholshana Beshev Sifu Hein Nikram Dalios. Anafim Ashleimim Hein Nikram Baden O Peres Bashan Amikra Yonas and Uziel Tirgame Uvrase Uklus Zmora Onav Shekishu Rosho Vyalshem Shein Nizmanik Lakach. That means the Rishalim. Sh'omer Arav, Shein Odim Yochel Farshos Al Derech Ktumei Arosh. Therefore, must be my new pshat that we had in the Ruach HaKadosh. Av Yizbor B'Tocha Pirish Shalo, Lechol Mevin, Shein Ktumen Shalohem Dovah Mishnaseinu. That's what the Rabbi said. No! Ani Mefarish Yudiri Rishonim Kayavim. The Ramban is always a defender of the early ones, the Rif. V'kachu Pirish HaSugya, in Rishalim. Rav Abba Bar Mama Lashol Rav Ami Kama the Rabbi Shmuel Marve Bahadas Uboy Shlosha Kach Yirbe B'Shar Amin and Uboy Shlosha. You should have three of each. Shem Shadorish Anaf Eitz Ovas Afi Shehem Smuchin Kachidrosh Kapos Tomorrow Mepri Eitz Oda. You need two and three every word. Heshe Rav Ami V'chisov Ratal Dat Rabbi Shmuel Kotum Hodor Ushnayim Hakturim Kshem Hei V'chiboy Echad She'eno kotum lenoye mitzvah bi'alma kama to hear the mitzvah b'shalim. Tini rab tafanoma afilu shloshten ketumin v'les barnash tiyam afilu ela duhu mod ala kadmisa kloma. Ein di rab tafan hechshe b'fnei atzmo shu mosif al divi rabbi shmo to chol di oma afilu mod ala kadmisa kloma de basroi mod ala kamoi v'kamoi la mod ala basroi. Yisav rabbi shmo kotum hodur Tavai modul adoli. El Rabbi Shmuel shloshten ktumim psulin. Shehich she b'shnayim ktumim v'yecha she'en akotum. Bepnei also she'en akotum ichshir. Tebechat sagilei. Kelula v'yesher. Rabbi Akiva. Ha da boy shlosha la ha da lula v'yagdo kama. And Rav Tarfin saying. Uvekotum b'lchud polgalei. He's saying pshat in Yerushalmi. Exactly the same way we saw pshat before. That's how the Ramban learns pshat in the Yerushalmi against the Rabbis pshat. Against the Rabbis pshat. How the Rabbis learn pshat in the Yerushalmi? Let's take a look. Oh, watch this. We'll start with the Rabban on page Gimel, about a paragraph. Avla niya farashas rishtuga al der al biru. I have it right. Ruach HaKodesh. Umitoch hapir shali yisbor lakom mevin shein lintos vimena yamin esmol. You can't move right or left from Apshat. He was pretty convinced that it was right. He thought Ruach HaKadosh, you know, that's pretty, if you have Ruach HaKadosh, it's pretty convincing. Gam yisbor mimena shein haktumin shalem v'dom na mishnaseinu. Kaka pish ha-sugya. K'rav Abba bar Mamal v'rav Chagi yisru lama shtei dayas k'rav Rabbi Shmuel. Sheva chomel b'milsir Rabbi Shmuel. Otoni afilu k'shar kasafti lemalos. V'hochi yisru b'sifro b'milsir Rabbi Shmuel. Shtei dayas v'achar shein ha-tumah. Tafen afilu k'shosh ha-tumah. Pesavi Rav Abba Bar Mamal Rav Chagi Gen Daya Shitzki Rav Yishmol Shvach Koma Kim Anofim El Yonim Arakim Hem Shevach Adasim Mishnaseinu Kuron Ketumin Dichsiv es rosh yinikosav kotaf val kodav shnishba shurak nikra ktifa al kodav kosh nikra shvira sukim from all over the place in Tanakh of the Gedolim which we don't even heard of before. Okay, so what does he require? Shnei adasim min anafim al yonim arakim vashlishis afilu she'en ha'ktuma koloma af al pi she'en ha'raka el she'nishberes min ha'kosh ha'shaba kach yadasi alam amakshim. They had a kasha. What did they answer? No, you think that the Mishmos caught them as the Shvach Adas, the Rabba Sadaro. No, Lav the Shvach, Fakert. Last few lines of that paragraph, he says, Lav the Shvach, El Legareya, the Rabbi Shmol, Osova, Kotum Hodur, Vishena Kotum, Hua Hodur. Shemachi boyshi echad min adasim sheino kotum the kain bo hodor, and the rest are just kacha. And Rav Tofer says even comes in the hodor. This is his pshat. Okay, so what's wrong? What's taka the greyer? So, what's wrong? He says. What's wrong is you're pulling off these extra badim that are found on the side. And if you take a look a little bit later on, Rav Tarfon's Mekel, Chenu Adav Shetimtza, the last six lines, Pe'era Achas V'Peres HaGezah Shilivada Ovas V'Shayin Ovas V'Timtza Gezah Echad Afil Be'Elef Shehu V'Chol Peresea Ovas. You have to have Ovas in the main stem and Ovas in the other stems as well. Wow. Not exactly word for word what the Balamar said. Hanote mizeh haderech, note miderech haseichel. Wow. Wowee. Unbelievable. That's what he says. Now, Rabbi Elazar Moshe, again, is a very original pshat. Take a look at his pshat in Chazar Rabbi Shmo. It's the first piece on page Yud Ches in our print. Chazar Rabbi Shmo. Nira the Bosach Hazara, even after he backed out, Misafkale, he's still in doubt. Yakshina le Estrug, the Niboy Hodar, Vichad, Elo, and therefore, Ubo Gimel, Afiluk Tumim. Therefore, you see, Vishnayim Kitumim, Viechad Hodar, Nafik, Mimanashach. Either way, if you need three Ktumim, you have them. If you need one Hodar, you have it. Ava mekorah, lalo the misafek, oma gimel, the masha the lashon vaday amra, if ain lo gimel yoshev ubatel. That's what I say. The tchila. Remember we saw that starts with a cool, ends with a chumra. I'll show it to you. So the beginning he had a certain thing for sure, and then he said, "I'm in doubt. You're in doubt, so you have to do whatever you can." This is the pshat of Rabbi Elazar Moshe Horowitz. Fascinating. He thought one way, then he was standing, and after he backed out, he wasn't sure anymore. He wasn't sure. We'll see soon. Where's the front? Oh. Okay, so Rabbi Elazar, so we're just trying to go through the Suga Kipshuto to see what everyone is, what the Shonim Achronim are saying about it. Fine. So we'll come back to this halacha lemaisa. We have to first go out of the first thing we said halacha lemaisa. The Rambam paskins that the shedra has to be a tefa above the dasam and the ropes. Like a Yochanan. Okay. Let's shoot the Rambam inside. Enough of this shortcuts. We haven't seen anything inside yet, except for the Gemara. The screen should be for naught. Perek Zayin Alocha Ches gives it. If Ogad Alulov, watch this. V'im Ogad Alulov, Tzarech she'eshed v'shelulav yotzim in hadas v'yav v'tevach yoseh. A, the chub of the shedra, and B, it sounds like no matter how high the hadas is, the shedra must go out of tefach. That's what we saw on the run. Now, watch this. Okay? Watch. In Elgar Alulav Tzor She Mistabro, watch this. To Adin Imlo Agodon. He didn't tie it together. Nonetheless, what do you require? The royal Yosyotim and Adasim and Arava Tefach Beinon. The Kaila de Tzor Heged. Vamina de Bina Shedrish Alulav Yotim and Adas Tefach. If you. You can't say it's limited to a case where you tie them together. Vatamishum shugavoa bemino yosemikulam. That's what it says. Chamina the hadas barava shenam shil the mala davkik shalulav gadol kolkach shuroa lios yotzei alein tevach v'tzarechin pshi. He's discussing this question. Do you need it if it was not tied together? That's a gemara l'mazayim beis. Number Diamond Bay, let's see the Gemara one more time. Just before the Mishnah. So why make a bracha lulav? Hov amino gavoh mikulon. So that's extra special chashivas. So it has to make sure that it's a tevach above the adasim and the rabbis de facto, even though they could have been shorter and even though they're not tied together. That's what it seems to be saying over here. That's what it seems to be saying. Is it really true? That's really true? Can it be ma'akev? Is it possibly ma'akev? How can it be Ma'akev, Rav Osai? How can it be Ma'akev? How is it possible Ma'akev? I'll ask you a question. If I don't have to be Ma'akev at all, we pass a little bit in Tzorach Egen. So what's going to happen? If I have they're in my hand together, the Shedra does not go with Tevach above the Asim HaRavis, they're not tied together, then it's kosher. I tie it together, it becomes puzzle. How do you explain that? How do you explain that? How can it be? So what is it? What did Magad Mishnah say? What? Read the Magad Mishnah. Whoa. Watch. This we saw at the beginning, how you mentioned the Tzvach. Fine. V'imogad, watch. Das Rabbeinu, Shimahadas Farovim Arukin Afilo Asara, 10 Tvachim, Tzorch Teshenu Shlulav Tevach Agabein, 11 Tvachim. V'chein Hele V'ilchas Rabbeinu Yitzchok Ibn Geazal, V'chein Eskimim Ibn Achronim. If you look over there in the Ritz Geaz, it sounds like it's even Ma'akev. But how can it be Ma'akev if you tie it together? How can it be? So the answer, how could it be? It's found in the Me'iri. The Me'iri. This is the Al-Shas. Sukkah. Previous mission. Not finding it. Somewhere here, at the Meiri says a Lushan, I'll give you his Lushan. Shrei Ev Shei Yidid Lenanea Ein Aror Lenenua Lemashu Yotzi Lemala Menadas V'Larova. I have to read my mirror and I can't find it right now. He says the reason you need that extra tefach is why? Because if you don't have an extra tefach, it's Ein Arui Ein Aror Lenenua. What's he assuming? He's assuming two things. One, Nenua means kiskus. We discussed this last week. You have to shake it just enough to move it. Obviously, he needs to shake it. Number two, if it's tied together, you can't shake it. It's not going to shake because it's tied together. I'm going to shake it. It's tied together. That's what he says. I'm just not able to find it. Somewhere, but I can't find it right now. I forgot to bring the Meiri inside. It seems to me, Rabosai, this is only true. We spoke about it a little bit. In the olden days, they tied, you saw the picture, might I show the picture book? They tied it with double knots. Straight up. You saw those pictures. It was tied with double knots from the beginning of the Hadas till the top of the Hadas. Anything you tie with a double knot, not going to shake. You tie a hadas, remember something, a double knot, won't shake at all. So in those days, it could even be ma'akev, because it's not royal and either numa, not ma'akev. Yeah. Kola royal and bila ma'akevus bo. If it's royal and nenua, don't have to have a nenua. If it's not royal and nenua, it could be possibly in the oven. I believe that this is the pshat. They quote us with a sefer. Kafachayim. Here in this simon. The simon that we just saw, the simon Tuf Reish Nun, correct? That's the one that has this as a shirim. Alright. Let's take a look at Tuf Reish Nun. I want to see. Kafachayim. You have it? What? Yeah, I had it once before this year. I couldn't believe it. I didn't have a Kafachayim. I'm going to have it. Classic safe. The Kafachayim says that shot. That's what's Ma'akev in his Metzius. Because he requires tying up to the very top. Fine. Good. Rabosai, that's for that. We'll come to it. Maybe a little bit more. I'll show you. I'll bring the Kafachayim tomorrow to Shia. You have it down since Mitzvah, I'm pretty sure. I have to bring it to Meiri if you remind me of the Kafachayim, right? Make a note. I want to show you both things inside. Believe that. Of course, the Ramban is critical of the Rambam who passed nearly three Adasim. Take a look at page Hey, the Hilchos Ramban. Unbelievable Ramban. Watch this. Have a look inside, please. The Ramban on page A. The last paragraph. Achshav kevin shav yishmol shu bal zua memra tishlosh hadas b'shoseinu utshadrosh b'braisa k'rochozabo v'hod b'sof d'vorah v'dasa b'kiva shadas echot v'adai halacha k'moso shere'ein kan cholik olam klal. Whoa! I have Tarfin requires three. No! Rab Tarfin, Shama Shloshnan, Tumin, Aladerak, Shama Rabbi Yishmol, Eskiran. The Kob, Rabbi Yishmol, Shnaim, Tumin, Shema Shemin, the Mitzvah, Vecha Shena Kotum, Shema Natoro, Ob the Rab Tarfin, Feel the Shlosh, Eilu, Kum, Tumin, Shab also Shutora, Yotzin, Bob, Bekotum, Shakotum, Hoderu, as we saw in Rashi. The Kavish had Vorum, Nord, Mishabokh, and the first came, had a Pusher, Borrow Pusher, Shalach Rabbi Akiva, Shem Shalula Vechad Besuk Echad, Kachadas Echad Varova Achas. Wow. V'chein B'din, Shalach Ketana Kama De Brais De Mekora, Arve Nachal Rabbo Shabal Shalorim Lo Lishtayma, Osi Klal. This is the Lach Rav Tarfa, Mektima, Lamadnu Shadam Yosei Chavosa Badas Echad Kotum Bavad. Zeh Chidush, Shalach Kosovu Orishonim, Lo Nisoru B'chiburayim Klal. Ramban passes enough to have one katum. How do you like that? How do you like that? Unbelievable. Let's take a look, Rabosu, in the Ran. Take a look in the Ran. Page Mem Gimel, Mem Dalet. Give a look. Okay. Tana Rabbanan, if there's around a good chazar. One second. We haven't got to this discussion about Yavshu or the Shtar. We haven't got to this yet. Skip a line. For Nakala Libri Rabbi Shmuel, double the command of Lamdal base, Shlosha Dasim, Shinil Chatkhila, Vinish Shlosha Dasim, Shim Noi Mitzvah. Ayina Chinami, Midina Badas Echot Sagi. One hadas is enough. Wow. 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 He really holds it. He holds in the Ramban. Take a look at page Mem Hey. That's decent. Watch this. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm not finding it now. I haven't found it yet. Ah, here it is. Page Mem Vov. Right column, first, second word line. V'yesh Ramban shita acheres she'over the chiparchina v'lidush v'k Rabbi Akiva the dafka parchinon hacha hachi the alpha gadam Rabbi Shmuel alok Rabbi Tarfin hainu loma diktumim ksherim ava b'minyono vaday kaimelon Rabbi Akiva the sagi b'hadas echad to Rabbi Tarfin lo mashmet the poly b'minyono. Elad Rabbi Yishmael Samech. The Yama Afilu Shnaim Ktumin Ve'echad Shein Akotim Koloma Echad Shein Akotim Ve'akev Ubinin Shnaim Ktumin Barminei Lira Mitzvah Rabbi Tafin Allah Koi The Yama Afilu Shloshim Ktumin Zagi Ulikum Alo Mashmet The Poligad Rabbi Yishmael Shechosa Ve'hoda To Bechad Zagi Vinami Poligale Kevin The Hoda Rabbi Yishmael Rabbi Akiva Avle Rabbi Tafin Yechido Shemachim Parachin Adavka Vlidish Luk Rabbi Akiva Shem Dekim Lan Da Hukhluk Avasei At least. Zui Shitosazal. Wow, we saw it in the Ramban. We're seeing it again in the Ran. Wow. Wowee. Kabosai, let's take a look in the Shulchan Aruch. I'm going to pull out my big Shulchan Aruch. Now it's going to be important in a minute. If you have a big Shulchan Aruch, please open it right now. Tof Reish Nun Aleph Sif Aleph. Going through the sugya, Rabbi Osai, it's important. Going through the sheet of Rishonim, how it gets kapaskas lahalacha. You never know, Rabbi Osai, you get stuck with one hadas. You never know. Okay, he starts off by saying you have to have one lulav, two aravas, three hadas, and everyone knows that. Fine. Uvamoko, Rabbi Osai says, hadchak. The leka hadas kosher sagile bechad the lo kotum. Who said so? Beis Yosef, Hashem Ruach Haschayin, right? Ritva. It's fundamentally, it's along the lines of the Ramban. Says the Magen Avraham Aleph. Her Ramban tzvirle dafilu bechad the kotum sagi. Kimoshe kotum Rabbah Beis Yosef, Haran. Ukedai alis mechalav b'shas atchak. How do you like that? So the Rambam outdoes the Rama. The Rama wants to be Mekel Shas Hatzchak, one which is not Katum. And the Mogan Avraham says, relying on the Ramban, even one which is Katum. Which is Katum. If you look at Prima Gadin, on this he says, B'Shas Hatzchak Kosher. Mogan Avraham Danos Al B'Shas Hatzchak Chad V'Katum. Mashma Mevarchin. Even make a bracha. You're unbelievable. You make a bracha. Shai Tshuva, right over here, says, wait a minute, that's a little bit much. Watch this. What do they have? Bad Echad? They only have one. The Golem and the Rambam and the Tur and the Rishonah, Pasach of Yishmol, you need three. The Ramban says, Rekiva, what do? Yeah, in Suffolk, below bracha, Asha Zatzchak, Lo Mahani Linyan bracha, against the Magan Avraham, Af below Kotu. Kavachom and the Magan Avraham is Fakir, can make a bracha even by Echad Kotu. So the Shari Tshuva disagrees with the Magan Avraham. And Rabosai, to take a look in the Mishnah Berurah Sitkonva, how he passes this one. This could happen, and you never know what could happen in real life. We hope it never happens. We should just look and see what it says. Mishnah Berurah Sitkonva. Saga de Bechad lo Kotu. Ayin Shari Tshuva, Lushem Tshuva Svashmu, Shemitzad and Sarach Litla below Bracha. Pre regarded, Yuchalavark. The Magan Avraham quotes Ramban, Chad Bekotum Yotzei, Kedah Nesmechol HaMashah Zatchak, B'zeh, notwithstanding the pre-begotten, B'vada Yitlo B'lo Brocho, the B'zeh Gam Da'as Yeshua Siyakam Shol Levarach, against the pre-begotten's chat within the Magan Avraham, that's what he passed, that's his Hachra, Halacha L'maisa, Halacha L'maisa, Shartin, Sivkotan, Hey, Sivkotan, Hey, after Prima Gordon cost him Rav Rav Chaffer that Yechol Levarach, yeah, the Meisel on Nira the Horus came. Why? There were Polskim and Tovin Haramban Kiramban Shemek. Who was that Shavin Shus Yaakov and somebody? Shol Levarach Prima Gordon Yechol the Gabayim. Who Masha Kosta the Masha Mimagron Lo Yadatim and Komo. The Chivin Shum the Kosta the Kadai Lisvah of Chazat Cha Ryan Yechol Levarach. That's what it meant. Didn't tell the ones. The Yevshah. The Mishayyamim, the Nikdam Kosh, the Rav Poskim, Evshad Yuchal Gankul Levarach Tzorchin. The second day, we don't require Hodder, according to Rav Poskim. Everybody uses the word Rav Poskim, like the Mechab against the Ramah. Therefore, maybe you can make a bracha on the second day. Fine. Siv Koton Dalin, Mishnah Berurah. Gimel Adasin. Afil Shlosh Ne Ketumin, Shenikdam Urosh, and Bepokas Mishlosh Lamani, Afil Lokai Ketumin. Okay. He's Mekel. Take a look at the Sharati and Gimel. Ayin Beis Yosef, B'Shem Magad Mishnah, the Mekor Dina Shal Rambam, the Matzuk Shlosha, B'Shu Deposik of Tarfin. Lochi Machshav B'Niktim Rosho. Ram Tava Machshav B'Shlosha B'Tumin. As he says in Tarmav Siv, Yud, B'Deya, Rishon HaStomis. Ufrat Nishayom Yesh Lokel, Levarech, Niktim Rosho P'Sul Mishav Hodor. That's Rambam Udas Rova Poskim again. Once again, the same thing he said in Sharatzi and Hey, he already said in Sharatzi and Gimel to be more Mekel and Yom Tov. Shani. Fine. Now we come to really rough go. When I was trying desperately in the olden years, 40 something years ago, to climb Hadassim, to get three kosher Hadassim. The whole world was talking about an Esrog. Esrog was a Machsh every Esrog. Lula of Amakshu, almost everything too, we saw. The hardest challenge then, in the 1970s, was getting three kosher hadassim. The pre-packed didn't exist. We have them today. Who buys loose hadassim today? Anyone here who buy loose hadassim last year? This past circus? Nobody. Comes in a plastic bag, shir chazanish, mahadrin, badats, whatever. We live in a religion of convenience, Baruch Hashem. We had to sweat bullets to find kosher hadassim. Every cool in the book I had to pull out. Just to get kosher, I'm not discussing Mahuda. That's how it was in the 70s. I became a Rav. My first circus was 1974. Going crazy. Gimby, I had to get for everybody, understand? Not just for me. And all the shul ordered I went through the shul, I had to get for everybody. For me, it's enough to get three, but I had to get, who knows how many, a three or multiple. I know we had 20 or 30 before. 100. I may have asked go find 120 kosher adasim in 1974. It's Kriyas Yamsuf from Amish. Long Yantif. That's right. It's kosher adasim Kriyas Yamsuf. That's how it was. Let's see if we can come up with some kind of understanding of what really is a Meshulash to understand what you have to require. So let's take a look at both sides. Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis, Tosfos. Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis. First the Gemara. The Gemara says, Anaf Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis, Tana Rabon. Anaf Eitz Obel, Shanaf of Chofenes Eitz Obel. Okay, the leaf should cover the stem. Vezehu habi is a hadas. I something else. Be'inan ovos vileko. It's not ovos. Doesn't cover. Ema duva be'inan anav of chovin is eitzo vileko. So what is ovos? Rashi says, ovo inan ovos. Maise sharsheres yu mukovin ze al ze. The leaves like sort of make a cover one another. Fine. Fine. Mar says, "Hechi dami ovus." Fifth wide line. Rabbi Yehuda, who the kaima tlosa tarfi bikina. Rashi, tlosa v'chadkina shlosha olin v'kan echad yosim itov ukatz echad. What? Ukatz echad from one origin. Lo hayu dvar me'olam. I never in my life saw even one adas that comes three leaves out of the same. I use the expression, I don't use the word stem, because what do you want to call that? The little thing that sticks out. Thing. Well, the thing. The thing that sticks out a little bit, you know, that's where the root. The word's a misleading word. Whatever it is, the place where the leaf emerges from the stem, it comes from a little, I don't know what to call it. I don't know the name for it in English or in Hebrew. A little thing that comes out, all three for one. It's impossible, says Tosfos. Shloshek olin b'kan echad v'yotzim mitov ukatz echad k'ain pirish b'kodshus. Okay? The Gemara says weiter. Rav Kana ma'afil trei v'chad v'ravacha b'rei d'ravah b'hadar atrei v'chad hovnav v'puma d'Rav Kana. Excuse me. Two and one is a shaita. Shaita means it's no good. It's puzzle. It's puzzle. Zok Tosis. Trei v'chad. What did Rashi say, trei v'chad? Rashi says, Shnei olam v'ukas echad. V'ola echad milamata. V'ola v'rocha v'al shnayim. Starts lower down. And it covers, goes, you know, past the other two. It's a much bigger leaf. Chor megadolahu. The ain't no matzui. Ain't no matzui. It's impossible. Ain't no matzui. Can't find one. V'shema b'chad kina mikri shem smuchim udvukim zeh bozeh. Afo pish kolecha b'yukso. Oh, that makes more sense. There are three little things that stick out and they are near and sort of touching glued to one another, but every leaf can't have its own individualized ukas. Yeah. Miu tlasa bikina chad havi yasik amimperk hakonis babakam and afnun ches shoshet kolim b'shur achas k'mo ken shlosha olim eina mi ukas echad. Two different gifts sauced. The last part of the host is very hard to understand. Let's first go slow.
You were saying that in Rashi Shita, or you were saying that in
Zohar? That's another good question. The kitzur nimritz, I'm going to pull out the sefer Hilchos Chag V'Chag. We get desperate as we pull out. Give me the page numbers, you look at yourself. Page Kuf Sadi Tes. Look what he says. He says, that which Rashi said seems to be impossible. Ikashi is Rashi Pelu. Florakshe no Motsui, Ein Zebinim Tsuklau. Ein zeb and imtza klal. V'yod yim kein aray ain enough of kol v'netzo. Lo chatzi enough reik me'olin. If they're all coming from the same, I don't know, what to use? Stem? What should we use? Stem, okay. Then half the other side is empty. V'gam nire de baal mum v'shoytu. And zek ederach sharadasim. That always bothered me. Now I understand what it means. Now, how do you understand? He looked inside the rush. He looked inside the rush. He figured it out. He figured it out. He figured it out. Simen Ches. Ches and Yud. He figured it out. We already saw in Tosis to make a comparison to Baba Kama and Ches. Right? What's that all about? Let's see what the rush is a little bit more than Tosis. Start with Ches. After the bold, on page Chav Gimel, about the eighth line. Tlas Tavi v'chadkina pirish Rashi, sholosh olin v'kan echad v'yotzen mitok ukatz echad. V'chitrei v'chad pirish, v'chitrei v'chad pirish, shnei olin ukatz echad, ola echad milmata, v'ola v'roch v'al shneim. V'chen hi de perek ha-konis daftun chesem en aleph, tlasa v'chadkina ha-v'kaimi pirish. He gets explained, Tosfos didn't explain. Shlosha d'kolim, yotzen mishoresh echad. What does that mean? What does that mean? Well, let's take a look at Baba Kama after the Ches. There's no shortcut, Rabosai. There's no shortcut. What does it say, Baba Kama after Ches? Baba Kama after the Ches. What does it say? Where the words Tlasa Bechadkina Vekayim should be here now. The right daf? Oh, it's on the base. Hold on. Tosis says on the base. Ah, you see? Tosis says on the base. Okay. One dot missing. Okay, here we go. Hugavra, the kotz kashva mechavre. Also le kamedi reshkalusa. Omle didi chazali, utlosa tlos tulsa bikina havikaimi. Have a shovim meir zuzi. He's told him, give him tlos and tlosa vitilsa, give him one third. Go on to the protein. What does it mean? What do these words mean? Bikina Havakaim. That's what Rashi HaKadosh says over there. We learn him shouting Rashi. What did Rashi Babakama say? Shlosha to call him Ze Eitzel Ze. Ze Eitzel Ze. What an amazing Kiddush. And this is the Gemara that the Rosh is quoting. To explain, Zeh Eitzel Zeh. Okay? Now, that's what Rashi says. Now, the Rosh over here, what did he call it? What did Rosh say? What did he say? Yotzin Mishoresh Echot. What does that mean? I'm giving you his pshat. Hoyakarka Beinayim, Elashalamata Menakarka, Hoyashoresh Echot Lohen. They were near each other. Three trees are coming down. When you hit the ground level, it's going to be a foot between them here, a foot between, right? The three, each one takes up a foot, and a foot of land between A and B, and between B and C. What's Shoresh Echad? Not visible. Underground. That's what Rashi means over here. What does that mean? Sharashim Shibitocha Eitz Echadu. In other words, not that it comes out, no, it's come out of three sides. Any good hadas. One's here, one's here, one's here. But if you went further in, they'd be coming from the same place. Within the step. Wow. Wow.
How would you even tell that?
You assume. It looks good. It looks like it's on the right path. In other words, if the three of them are on the same level, probably they go underneath and they unify. And what is Tosas hold? Tosas argument Rashi. So this is Rashi. So what does Tosas say? Please turn to the Tosas Rabbeinu Peretz. Take a look at Tosas Rabbeinu Peretz. Everyone has it? Yeah. I think I'll put it on the Mamma Comments, correct? Tosas Rabbeinu Peretz. Here we go. Those are men of parents. Where is it? It's page of Chaf Aleph in our print. Plus a tarfi. Gimel Olin Bekan Echad Kozeh. Oh, there's a picture. Unfortunately, the picture was lost over the generations. Okay, lost. Let's go further. The yard in mitaruka sechot, the tame gadola he zos ain't a matzui. But Rashi says it's not matzui. The shema, what he's saying is chad kina mari sheish gimel olin sovi for eight the ain and gvoin zemizeh v'havik chad kina. What does that mean? What does that mean? All in sheyotzin biukatz echad v'yesh mefarshim according to the Talmud of the Rashba gimel all in saviv zekin neged zeh v'einem gavoim zemi zeh. And that's what Tosas means. Smuchim udvukim zela zeh. What's smuchim udvukim zela zeh? What? Tosas loshen. Lamed beis min beis. What did Tosas say? What does it mean? Means Kshem smuchim udvukim zeba zeb. What's haim? It must be referring to the leaves. Right? Afa pishikol echad beukto. The leaves, it's klar with leaves. Klar. Let's take a look on the Ran for a moment, Rabosai. The Ran is in page Membeis. This is a very, very important breakthrough. Hilchos HaBakag is gevaldik. Comes to when we need him. Membeis, the very end of Membeis. Tlosat Tlosat Bekina. Shlosha Olin. B'mochet Echad. Zebet Zateh. Not discussing the stems at all. Discussing the leaves. The leaves. Open the Shulchan Aruch Rabosai, Tofresh Memvav Siv Gimel. Tofresh Memvav Siv Gimel. You'll see, he quotes the Rambam's Lashon, as usual. The Mechaber says, Anaf Eitzov, son of Torah, who hadasha all of Chofenes Eitzov, Gonshi Shlosha, all in O Yosef, Begivel Echad. That's all. The leaves. Leaves. But Avam Yushne all in Bishava Zeke Negazev all Ashtishinum Alamehen ain't of us. All depends upon the leaves. We don't look at the stems. Look at the leaves. Just look at the leaves. Who is the one who discovered this before the Hilchos HaBakag? Rabbis discovered America. Israel, he discovered a new thing that nobody ever dreamt of before. The Bikurei Yaakov, Rabosai. The Bikurei Yaakov. Again, it's not on the screen. I'll have to read it to you. Sitkot Yud Aleph. Siv Kotten Yud Aleph. Here we go. Begivel, close to Mechaber. Pirish Om Nim Zeh Tzal Zeh Beigul Echad. Shein Echad Mei Ha'olim Gavoha Unamach Mechavero. Shem Akonim Om Nim Smuchim Zeh Lazeh. Kvigam Ha'olim Om Nim Skuf Ma Shekamat Niskasa Kol Eitz. Ozu No Abiyoseh. Aval Ina Makeh Rak Sha'olim Yam Do Beigul Echad. Period. Nothing about the stems. This whole stem business. In America, we're talking about STEM. Maybe something else. When they say STEM. No, it's about science, technology, engineering, math. Never heard about STEM. Never heard of it even.
Yeah.
That's the newest rage. No. We use the word STEM to mean something different. They're not talking about STEM. They're talking about the leaves. The only one who seems to require that the three uksim should be in one eagle is Rabbeinu Yeruchim. I'll have to show it to you tomorrow inside. The Chazon Ish says it's enough that the three, I'd love to draw it for you. Actually, I bring in the picture book tomorrow. That those three little, what do you want to call it, knobs, stems, those little things that stick out, should be able to take a string and hit all three. It must be literally the same. One could be these things have some height. So as long as there's one string that can hit all three, even though it's the bottom of one and the top of the other one, the middle of the third, that's considered to be mishulosh. However, the briskerov, no dice. The briskerov wanted to be exact. How he found that dasim, I'm sure it took him a long time. Exact. I mean, exact as much as the eye can see. As much as the eye can see. Morna Grizz. That's, they don't rely on the chuta makif. Shilush Gomer. Don't forget, briskers, when you're busy looking to see that the stems are exactly bindiyuk mamish, one with the other, don't forget to look for the leaves. Umotish sh'af she'uksin shavin, acha olin einan shavin, vechad gavoa vechad namuch. If you roll about poskim anal, because the roll about don't even bother looking at the stems, only at the leaves. For Rambam Shulchan Aruch, Tzorach Sh'olam Atan Yishavim B'Yigul Echad, V'lo Echad Gavoh V'Echad Namuch Kanal. So maybe you're going to be too machmi, and with a leniency, Chachma, you could be possible according to the, what he calls the Rav Poskim. Wow. So again, to summarize this for a minute, out of time, just for a minute. The shear over here, we started with the three different shears, the shear of the length of the Hadas, right? It's with the whole discussion. These two sheetahs of the length of Hadas. It was the lulav, I think, had three sheetahs. Okay, but two. Is it three or two and a half? And then we have a discussion now how you measure mishulosh. What's a mishulosh? Does it have to be, Rashi seems to say, all three from one stem, it's going to be impossible in a motzei klal. So let's interpret Rashi to mean that what we call Tosfos, namely, that the three stems have to be on the same level, so therefore, they're joining each other. Perhaps it's inside. And according to Rov Rishonim, he says, it's enough that the leaves are at the same level. Forget the stems. The leaves are more or less the same level. It's good enough. And then you have the question, assuming it's the stems, what does it mean the same level? Literally mamash, the same level mamash? Or it's enough that the chut makif that can, I guess for all of us, even easier to do that. Now, tomorrow, Shir, Rabosai, two things. Do you follow the Rove? In two senses. The Rove, Shir, Hadas. You don't need three Tvachim. All you need is 1.51 Tvachim. Follow the Rove. Number one. Number two, maybe it's not that it's Rove that only two of the three leaves are left. One falls off, and it also doesn't bother us. Those are the two coolest we had to think about back in the 70s before we had these fancy prepackaged Hadas. Okay. Tomorrow, continue.